The words of Rasulullah, the words of Rasulullah, the blessings of Riyadhus Salihin, the blessings of Riyadhus Salihin.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The noble messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whosoever recites durood upon me 80 times on Friday, Allah will forgive his sins of 80 years. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today our subject is patience, because we don't live in paradise and we live in this world, and this world is full of problems, troubles, hardships and calamities. We have to face all these problems in our life. That's why the patience is only the one thing which will be useful for us in our life. Otherwise, we will have to face and feel the pain of these hardships in our life. And these problems and hardships which we face in our life are trials from Allah. As Allah Almighty mentions in the Holy Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And certainly, we shall test you with something of fear, hunger, loss of wealth, lives, and fruits. But give glad tidings to as-sabirin, the patient. Allah Almighty mentions in this verse, in this ayah, that there will be many problems for human beings in this world. The problem of hunger, the problem of fear, the problem of loss, loss of wealth, loss of lives, loss of fruits. We have to face these problems in our life, and it is test from Allah. Allah is testing us through these hardships. And at the end, Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give glad tidings to those who are patient, who show patience, who are successful in these trials. Because when these hardships and problems are trials from Allah, we have to be successful in these trials as the prophets of Allah, the saints of Allah, the friends of Allah, became successful in all the trials. And for being successful in these trials and problems and hardships, the main factor, the most useful thing is patience. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith is narrated by Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no one is granted a gift better and more comprehensive than patience. It means patience is the gift from Allah. It is the one beautiful thing which is gifted to a person from Allah Azza wa Jal. And the person who is given the adjective of patience, it means he has the most comprehensive adjective and gift from Allah Almighty. And why is the patience most comprehensive adjective, and why is the most useful thing for a person? Because in all the aspects of our life, we have to use this adjective. The other adjectives, we use them, but only in a few occasions, in a few incidents. But the patience is the thing which is useful and which is used in most of the aspects of life. There are three kinds, are three times of patience. The time of patience is the time of doing good deeds. When a person wants to do any good deed, he has to show his patience as well. He has to use the adjective of patience as well. The first time is the time of doing good deeds. The second time is the time of preventing from committing sins. And the third time of patience is the time of preventing us from impatience in the time of hardships. In three times, patience is our need. At the time of doing good deeds, because when we want to do something, when we want to do any good deeds, Shaitan tries us to stop us from that. And our desires, our worldly desires, our worldly lust, try to prevent us from that good deed. That's why the person who does good deeds, he has to use the adjective of patience. For example, a person wants to offer prayer. If he has to offer Fajr prayer, he has to sacrifice his sleep. If he wants to offer Zuhr prayer, he has to sacrifice his time of job, time of business. If he has to offer Isha prayer, he has to leave and he has to sacrifice the company of his friends, the company of his family. That's why sacrificing all these things is the kind of patience. And the second time, the time of patience is the time of preventing us from committing sin, stopping us from committing sin. Because Shaitan persuasive us and he tries his best to put us in the field of sins. He tries his best to make us sinner. At that time, we have to prevent us from the tries of Shaitan. We have to prevent us from our own desires. We have to prevent us from our own self. That's why the time of preventing from sins is also the time of patience. And the third time, the time of hardships, that is naturally everyone knows that is a time of patience as well. So three kinds of patience: that steadfasting on doing good deeds and preventing us from committing sins, and showing patience in the time of hardships. And because in these three times and in these three conditions we have to show our patience, that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the patience is the best gift and the comprehensive gift from Allah Almighty. The second hadith, narrated by Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man yuridillahu bihi khayran yusib minhu." He whom Allah intends good, he makes him to suffer from some afflictions. This hadith contains many beautiful points about our life. First of all, we pray Allah for our well-being, for our welfare, and we pray Allah to prevent us from the hardships of the life. But it is a fact that we have to face the hardships in our life. So the good person is one who focuses on the positive point of these problems. And there are many benefits of the problems as well, because most of the time we see only the negative point of these problems and hardships. That's why we are very scared. We are very scared from these hardships. Otherwise, there are some benefits, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is from the betterment from Allah Almighty to a person that Allah puts that person in troubles. What are the benefits? The first benefit, most of the time, the people are neglectful from the remembering of Allah. They don't offer prayer. They don't supplicate in the court of Allah. They don't remember the name of Allah. But when any problem occurs to them and any trouble befalls them, then they go to Allah. Not only go to Allah, they run to Allah. They supplicate in the court of Allah. They supplicate Allah to do something in their favor. So through these hardships, a person becomes the rememberer of Allah. He offers prayer and he supplicates in the court of Allah. That is the first benefit of these hardships. The second matter, the sins of a person who is afflicted and who is in trouble, the sins of that person are expiated, are forgiven, as it is mentioned in many hadiths, and I'll mention some hadiths in the next part of my speech. So the sins of a afflicted person are forgiven, and that is the second benefit of these problems and hardships. The third benefit, when a person is afflicted and he becomes in trouble, he remains in trouble, then his trust in Allah increases. He increases his trust in Allah. Allah Almighty ordained us to have trust in Allah in every time, in all the aspects of life, because Allah Almighty said in the Holy Quran, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The believers should have trust in Allah only. So trust in Allah is one of the best adjective of every Muslim. Sometimes, in some conditions, it is obligatory, it is compulsory, it is farz. And in some aspects, in some conditions, it is mustahab, it is desirable. But most of the people, they are, because they are neglectful from Allah Almighty, that's why they don't use the desirable trust in Allah. And when a person falls in any problem, then he increases his trust in Allah Almighty. That is the third benefits of these hardships. The fourth matter, when a person has to face some problems, he has to face hunger, joblessness, he has to suffer from any disease or any other problem, then he comes to know the pain of these problems. Without that, a person is neglectful from the pain of these things. But when a person suffers from these problems, then he comes to know the pain of these things. And then he wants to do anything. Then he wants to do something for those people who have been afflicted from these problems for a long time. That's why a lot of inventions which have been invented in this world, those were only due to the suffering of the people. The parents of a people suffered from something. A person has suffered from something, and when he felt the pain of that problem, when he felt the pain of that disease, when they felt the pain of that hunger and joblessness, then they tried their best for doing something for the people, for the betterment of the people. So it is the fourth benefit of the hardships and problems. Then the person feel in his heart, the people feel in their heart the pain of other people as well. And the fifth matter, when a person has to face some problem in his life and he fights with them, when he fights with them, his experience and his wisdom increase. Because everyone knows the person who remains in trouble for a few times, for a few days, for a long time, his experience increase. That's why other people consult him. They take his advices for solving the problems. So these problems make us more expert and more experienced person, and it increases our wisdom as well. So in the light of these benefits, we can say that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said very beautiful thing, that he whom Allah intends good, he makes him to suffer from some afflictions. The next are these. It is narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a Muslim, male or female, continues to remain under trial in respect of his life, property and offspring until he faces Allah the Exalted with no sin record. A person is afflicted with some problems, the problems of property, the problems of his own life, the problems of his offspring. But through these problems, his sins are forgiven in the court of Allah. And when he will see Allah on the day of judgment, he will be a sinless person. He will be a sin-free person. And he will meet Allah Azza wa Jal without any sin record. And there is a beautiful story of one companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Atha bin Abi Rabah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, once Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma said, he asked me whether he would like that he should show him a woman who is from the people of Jannah. The beautiful offer that whether he should show him a woman who is from the people of Jannah. When he replied that he certainly would, he said, this black woman who came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, I suffer from epilepsy and during fits my body is exposed, so make supplication to Allah for me. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, if you wish, you endure it patiently and you be rewarded with Jannah. And if you wish, I shall make supplication to Allah to cure you. She said, I shall bear it. Then she added, but my body is exposed, so pray to Allah that it may not happen. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then supplicated for her. We can learn many things from this hadith, many matters from this hadith. The first matter, requesting the pious people to supplicate in our favor, it is allowed, it is valid, and it is a desirable thing. Because we know the pious people and the friends of Allah, they are the favorite slaves of Allah Almighty. And Allah will accept their prayers, and Allah will accept their prayers more than us. Because we are sinners, we are humble people, we are busy in sins in our life, and those pious people and those friends of Allah, they are busy in worshipping Allah, in the worship of Allah. And in one hadith, Allah Almighty said, "Wala in sa'alani la'utiyannahu." If my friends ask me anything, I must give him. Because Allah has promised his friends and his saints and his pious people that Allah will give them, Allah must give them. That's why we go to Awliya Kiram, we go to the friends of Allah, and we request them to supplicate in our favor. And this thing, requesting the pious people to supplicate for us, is the sunnah of the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because in this hadith, one lady companion came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she requested the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to supplicate in her favor. And this is not only one story. In the books of hadith, when we read the books of hadith, we come to know that there are many stories of the companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, that they went to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they requested him to supplicate for them. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't reply them that you people should supplicate in the court of Allah because you are also the slave of Allah. No, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam supplicated for them. It means Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam attested their request and made this thing as sunnah for us, that we can request the pious people to supplicate for us, to pray for us. The next matter, which is mentioned in this hadith particularly, that the excellence and the reward of patience. The lady companion is requesting, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, supplicate for me that because my body is exposed during the fits of epilepsy. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied her very beautifully, if you wish, I shall make supplication to Allah to cure you. And if you bear it patiently, you will be given the paradise, you will be given Jannah. And that lady replied Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam very beautifully, that I shall bear my epilepsy, I shall bear the pain of my problem, the pain of my disease, because I want to enter Jannah. That was a desire and wish of companions of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But the other matter, this matter is also very open, that the reward of patience is paradise, is Jannah. And the other matter which is mentioned in this hadith, that lady requested the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about his veiling, that during the fits of epilepsy, her body is exposed. So, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I will bear the pain of my problem, but supplicate in the court of Allah for me that my body must not be exposed. That is the importance of veiling in the eyes of companions of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The next hadith, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّ شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّ فَصَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, how wonderful is the case of a believer. There is good for him in everything. And this applies only to a believer. If prosperity attends him, he expresses gratitude to Allah, and that is good for him. And if adversity befalls him, he endures it patiently, and that is better for him. A Muslim is required to behave in the time of prosperity and adversity according to manner stated in this hadith. The matter of Muslim should be in the link of Allah Almighty every time. If the time is the time of prosperity, he should be in the link with Allah. And if the time is the time of adversity, he should not be neglectful from Allah Almighty. In the time of problems, in the time of troubles, he should be patient. He should bear the pain, and he should not go here and there for complaining about his problem. He should be patient in the time of adversity and problem. And he should be grateful to Allah in the time of prosperity. It shouldn't happen that in the time of happiness and in the time of prosperity, a person forgets Allah Almighty. And only when any problem occurs to him and any trouble occurs to him, then he remembers Allah. The Muslim remembers Allah every time, whether it is a time of problems or it is a time of happiness. That's why Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the matter of Muslim is good in every condition, whether it is a time of happiness and prosperity or it is a time of adversity and problem. Because in the time of prosperity, he becomes the grateful person, becomes a grateful slave of Allah. And in the time of problem, he becomes the patient in the court of Allah. The other matter, which is also very necessary to discuss about, there are three times of patience. The time of loss, when a person has to face any loss. The time of problem, when any problem occurs to him. And the time of anger, rage, and wrath. These are three times of patience. The first thing, the time of loss, when a person has to bear any loss, he loses something, then he has to show patience that time. As it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَالنَّقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And certainly, we shall test you with something of fear, hunger, loss of wealth, lives and fruits. But give glad tidings to as-sabirin, the patient. In this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal particularly mentioned the word loss. وَنَقْسِمْ مِلَ الْأَمْوَالِ. The loss of wealth, the loss of lives, the loss of fruits. This is the time of showing patience in the court of Allah. And any other favorite thing, a dear thing, which is dear to a person, if that dear thing, that favorite thing loses, then that is also the time of patience. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مَا لِعَبْدِ الْمُؤْمِنِ عِنْدِي جَزَاءٌ إِذَا قَبَضْتُ صَفِيَّهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا ثُمَّ احْتَسَبَهُ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. Allah the Exalted says, I have no reward other than Jannah for a believing slave of mine who remains patient for my sake when I take away his beloved one from among the inhabitants of the world. Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, it is Hadith Qudsi, Allah Azza wa Jal is saying that there is no reward with me other than Jannah for the person who shows patience when I take away his dear things. The dear things, the children, the person loves his children, he likes his wife, he loves his parents. So if parents die, if a child of a person dies, if a wife of a person dies, or the husband of a lady dies, that is the most difficult time of patience. And that time, if a person shows patience, it means he is saying that, O Allah, you are my owner, and you are my Rabb, and I am your slave, and I will bear every hardship and problem, and I will show patience in every condition, because I am agree with your every decision. Whatever you decide for me, I am agree with you. And I will be satisfied every time. I will accept your decision. I will accept every hardship which comes from you. So that's why, because this is the most difficult stage of patience, that's why the reward of that person is Jannah. And in the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we can see many examples. Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who was the dearest wife of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She died in the age of Makkatul Mukarrama, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the need of her help. But that time, when Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha died, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed his patience properly. And the four sons of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam died. And when they died, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed patience. Particularly on the death of one son, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw his son and said very beautiful sentences. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Ibrahim, we are grieved on your death. We are grieved on your death. But we praise Allah and we are agree with the decision of Allah. We don't utter any word against patience. That was a saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the death of Sayyidina Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He was saying that we praise Allah and we are agree with the decision of Allah and we are grieved on your death. That was really the role model, and that was the character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in another hadith in which the reward of patience has been mentioned, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, never a believer is stricken with a discomfort and illness and anxiety, a grief of mental worry, or even the pricking of a thorn, but Allah will expiate his sins on account of his patience. Any problem which occurs a Muslim, which befalls a Muslim, if he shows his patience, Allah will expiate his sins. So, in this world, on every step, we have to face many things which are against our mood, which are against our desire. Those times, if we show our patience, Allah Almighty will expiate our sins. He will forgive our sins. And the matter of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very beautiful, and his character was excellent in all the matters, that in the time of hardship and in the time of prosperity. In this hadith, which I will mention, it is narrated by Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, I visited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was suffering fever. I said, you seem to be suffering greatly, O Messenger of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, yes, I suffer as much as two persons. I said, is that because you have a double reward? He replied that was so. And then said, no Muslim is afflicted by a harm, be it the pricking of a thorn or something more, but Allah thereby causes his sins to fall away just as a tree sheds its leaves. This hadith shows that the matter of Prophet and the matter of his follower is not equal in the code of Allah. The matter of Prophet is different and the matter of follower is different. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is given double reward in the code of Allah than his follower. And the second matter, that befalling the problems is not the sign of displeasure of Allah. It may be only for our trial. Allah Almighty is pleased with us, but problems are only due to our test, due to our trial. And then our behavior will show that what was that? The problems was because of the displeasure of Allah, or that was only for our trial. If we show our patience, it means that was our trial. And we got successful in that trial. And if we show our impatience, it means that was due to displeasure of Allah. So there are many times of patience. The last matter which is necessary to mention. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, من كظم غيظا وهو قادر على أن ينفذه دعاه الله سبحانه على رؤوس الخلائق يوم القيامة حتى يخيره من الحور العين ما شاء. The one who suppresses anger and has the power to give effect to it will be called out by Allah, the Exalter, to the forefront of the creatures on the day of resurrection, and he will be asked to choose any of the hoor of his liking. This is the mentions, when a person gets angry with someone and he has control over that person, he can affect that person and he can take revenge from that. But in spite of his power and despite his control and authority, he forgives that person. Allah will call that person on the day of judgment and give him offer to choose any who of his liking. Because in controlling the self, it is one kind of self-control. And self-control, really, it is very necessary in the life of every Muslim. Because self-control, all the saints, all the friends of Allah, first they controlled themselves. They did good deeds, they offered prayer, they spent their nights in the worshipping of Allah, they spent their nights in the remembrance of Allah, only because they had control over their self. Because self-control, all the saints, all the friends of Allah, first they controlled themselves. They did good deeds, they offered prayer, they spent their nights in the worshipping of Allah, they spent their nights in the remembrance of Allah, only because they had control over their selves. That's why they did all these deeds. So if a person has self-control, he can do everything, he can become the pious person and he can become the friend of Allah. May Allah give us tawfiq of patience in every matter of our life, in every aspect of our life. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The words of Rasulullah, the words of Rasulullah, the blessings of Riyadus Salihin, the blessings of Riyadus Salihin.